We welcome you back. It's Eagles 360. Dave Spadaro, Glenn Macnow. And it's time now for Glenn to give us his five takeaways from that 29-23 overtime still hurts in the gut loss to the Dallas Cowboys.
I'll see how many of these you agree with this week. You disagreed with me a lot last
yes.
week. So we will see. One, Smallwood and Barner need to get involved more and need to get involved earlier. It seems right now Doug Peterson does not have faith in Ryan Matthews to be his lead back. You had a terrific game out of Darren Sproles the other night, but you're not going to give Darren Sproles 20 touches in a game. You're not going to sustain at his age to be able to do that. I didn't like that the first carry Smallwood gets is that late in the game. It resulted in a fumble. You can look at it any way you want, but you got to get those guys in early and often.
Yeah, I think they add juice, some quickness, some pizzazz to the offensive ground game. We saw Smallwood against the Steelers have a great game, and then he really hasn't been part of things since then. So the Eagles want to establish the run game, and I think, yes, they ideally would like to get Smallwood and Barner more involved.
Yes. All right, here you go. Number two. Rookie coaches, like rookie players, have a learning curve. And we don't often think about that. We'll allow players time to develop. We want our coaches to come in perfect and get better after that. I thought Doug Peterson, through the first six games of this year, was gutsy, was creative. I felt Sunday against Dallas, he did not live up to that. Some of the calls, much discussed over the last few days. He just didn't seem the right calls to me, and the Eagles lost there. It was not Doug Peterson's finest moment.
Yeah, I mean, when you lose a game and you lose a 10-point lead in the fourth quarter, you are going to hear some of the criticism. I get that, but I like some of the things Doug Peterson did. I like the way the Eagles came out with the short passing game, established the line of scrimmage, mixed in the run. I liked the way they drove at the end of the first half and got into field goal range. I liked the tempo that they used to keep the Cowboys off guard. But clearly, in the fourth quarter, you got to get first downs. And when you're in field goal range, you have to find a way to put points on the board.
Right, and you got to go for that 53-yard field goal because you can put them away right there. Here you go, number three. And this relates to what we were just talking about. The Eagles need to take more downfield shots. I don't know how much of that is the coach's play calling. I don't know how much of that is Wentz's reluctance to stand back there, wait for the play to develop and go deep. But you're not going to win a lot of games, as good as his accuracy was, getting 5 yards an attempt. Even if you're just doing it to keep the defense honest, you have to do it. You get those pass interference calls a couple times a game as well. They have to rediscover the long ball.
Well, rather,
the intermediate ball, for God's sake.
Rather than comment on it, I promise you that I will ask Doug Peterson that question when he's in studio.
Good.
Okay.
I want to hear it.
All right.
Nice. All right, number four. We talked about this a minute ago. The offensive line, notably Big V, I thought held up pretty well against the Cowboys. There was the late sack. I think there was one early one. But they did the job, and that was really refreshing to see. 2 weeks ago when Halapuli Vali Vaitai, I have to say
well
the whole
done.
Thing. I can't just say the last name. I got to go with the whole thing. Played his first game. It looked very shaky. The week after that, looked okay. This week, I thought pretty good. Mentioned Wisniewski. I'm more encouraged about the offensive line. I thought losing Lane Johnson for all those games was going to really, really hurt this team. I'm not telling you this guy's as good as Lane Johnson, but they seem okay right now.
Well, they have lost three of the four games without Lane Johnson.
I understand that, but this game and the game before that, I don't think the right side of the line was the problem.
What's the name, the first name?
Halapuli Vali.
Halapuli Vaitai. Halapuli Vadi. Halapuli. Halapula. Halapula.
I'm here all day. Dave. Take all the time
Vaitai.
You need.
Halapula Vadi.
He's correcting me.
Vaitai.
Yeah, it's good. Thanks. That was really good.
Give me another one.
Six tries.
I know.
Right. Spelled Doug Brzezinski.
Yeah.
All right, here you go. Obviously. Number five. And we talked about this going into the week. Jordan Hicks is right on the brink, I think, of becoming a Pro Bowl middle linebacker. This is two excellent games in a row for him, and I just want to give you some numbers I saw today. He has now played 15 career games, almost the full season. Three interceptions, four pass knockdowns, four fumble recoveries, a forced fumble, five tackles for a loss, and a sack. This kid's getting better now. Didn't do much the first month of the season. Really has been in a groove, and I love what I see from him. If he can stay healthy, which is an issue for him, he's going to be a hell of a player.
And that is the big key. Stay healthy, Jordan Hicks, who's now in at the middle linebacker position, has always had his nose around the football. Just stay healthy. Good five. I'm going to agree with you on that one.
There you go.
All right, so you got
him three for five.
More to get to here on Eagles 360. We've got a look around the NFC East in a bit. But next up, and I promise to ask the questions that Glenn wants to ask, Doug Peterson, head coach, in studio here on Eagles 360.